Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? Over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. Nutrition guide to help you stay on track. And all of this is only $10 a month. There's a special offer for DeProgram listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Program, the podcast where we try to get you into a band, and today's band is Television, televised live event. If you had our Skype, it would be televised live to you. So this band, very short discography, but Randy, you said we got to do this band. So why did we have to do Television?
I'm actually a pretty new fan of Television, and by new, I mean like pandemic new. I don't know why I didn't get into them beforehand. I think it was just one of those, like, I just wasn't following the 70s punk scene bands as much, and I was a 90s pop punk, like California, the California pop punk bands, the Fat Wreck bands, the Epitaph bands. I was into that stuff, and then I'm turned on to the Marky Moon album, and I'm just like, holy shit, listen to this, and listen to how unique it sounds, even from everything else that's out there today that you've heard since. And you can tell that they influence so many other really great artists out there. Like, they're influential to Jack White. They're influential to John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But I think mostly the vibe that I get from Television is that the Strokes took what Television did and made it mainstream and marketable. Because I think those two bands, especially the New York connection, is there. But I think that the Strokes have turned what Television was, and with the very unique guitar sounds, and they kind of made it mainstream and made it work. Look, Marky Moon is a fantastic album, and I listened to that, you know, daily for months, and it took me a little bit longer to get into the other two. There, it's weird because it is a three album discog, so you don't get a huge serving size. And if I'm not mistaken, some of those early shows that they did at CBGB's, I feel like they were playing songs that weren't from Marky Moon, that were just other songs that never got recorded. And I could be wrong about that, but I listened to something of theirs that was on YouTube, and I thought that I had heard stuff that wasn't from either Marky Moon or wasn't from any other album, because you have to think it's an 8-song album. There's not much else in 1975, 76, it came out. There's not much else that they have to play live, but they're playing in this huge, I wouldn't even say huge, but it's a, you know, at CBGB's, there's eyeballs on you, and they created a kind of a cult following, and they were the first of like the 70s kind of punk scene, and they're not really a punk band. They're kind of, they're a little post-punk, and maybe like at the beginning to, I wouldn't say new wave, but like alternative a little bit. You know, you can see some of those alternative bands sounding a little bit like them, but you know, they were the first ones to really put CBGB's on the map, and I think the Ramones came into that game And, you know, the story goes that the Ramones saw that television was opening up, was playing at CBGB's, and they opened up for them, and that was their first show. And then in the span of a month, it would flip a switch, and the Ramones would be closing shows, and television would be opening up for the Ramones. And all those, that cult following that television had put together, had all flocked to the Ramones. And then it kind of expanded into the other, you know, New York 70s acts like Patti Smith and Blondie and the New York Dolls and Talking Heads and some of those other ones that were around at the time that I'm not thinking on the top of my head. But television is really the first that kind of kicked that off. And in my eyes, it's sort of like where Velvet Underground kind of ended at some of those New York City club venues. I think television sort of took over and took into a new era, new generation. And I wanted to do them because I thought that they deserved, even with 27 songs, that they deserved their platform. They deserved an episode of their own.
Well, Fredo, you actually agreed with him. You immediately said, yes, let's do it. What is it about television for you?
Marquee Moon, one of the greatest albums of all time, period, end of story. The band was incredible. Part of that New York avant-garde punk scene that included bands like Talking Heads and Blondie and Patti Smith. And the fact that when the band first got together, Richard Hell was a part of them. And he went off with formed that more punk-esque New York scene with, you know, was it Richard Hell and the Void, the Videoids or whatever the hell they were called. They're incredible. This band could have been a punk Pink Floyd. Their songs are incredibly long for a punk band. Including, you know, the 10-minute opus that is Marquee Moon itself. Their two-guitar harmonious attack, they wove their guitar playing in and out of each other. They're just a great band. And it's funny, they released two albums in the 70s, and then they don't release another album until like 1992, and they sound as crisp and as a like the next, like it was 77, I believe, 78, and then 92, and that album in 92 could have came out in 79. I mean, they still sounded exactly the same, and it still sounded refreshing, especially in a post-glam metal pop-punk world.
Interesting. Okay, so now we were talking about it on After the Fact last time. Like, we brought up television, and as we were doing it, John messages me and goes, nah, they can't do that without me. So, John, why did you got to be here today?
I just need to be here to referee between these other two guys. No, I think I remember I'm with these guys on Marquee Moon. Like, ever since I discovered that, it's been one of my favorite albums. And I think, you know, Randy and I do a Pearl Jam podcast, and we had done a thing last year where we were going to do like one album a day we were going to listen to when the pandemic started, to kind of like get people listening to music and thinking about it. So he was looking for people to throw out albums to list. I think I put up Marquee Moon. I was like, yeah, this is one that not a lot of people probably know, but it's a good one. And
John, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interject. Brian Horowitz.
Okay.
Yep. It was him.
Oh, well, good for him.
But look, everybody agreed to it. So
yeah, absolutely. And the Velvet Underground movie has just come out in the last couple of months, and watching that, it was just like, yeah, you could draw a straight line from the Velvet Underground to television, to the Ramones, to like all those other bands that those guys mentioned, up through And even you, an album like Adventure, you look at a something like REM, like Michael Stipe listening to that album and taking notes. Like there's stuff on there that there's a direct line to REM. And Randy mentioned the Strokes and that whole rejuvenation in the 2000s of like all the stories like, oh, they're bringing back like they're bringing back rock and roll, the 70s New York rock and roll. Like this is what they're talking about. Like, and Tom Verlaine, the singer and the guitar player, just an amazing talent. And like you look at something like the Violent Femmes, like I hear this voice and I think of like, oh, Gordon Gano in Milwaukee hearing this and being like, oh, I want to sound like that. Like they're not the same kind of band, but the vocal styling is very similar. And just, I mean, and that album in 1992, like Fredo mentioned, when they came back, it was kind of like, yeah, let's get them back. Cause like now 1992, like REM's big, alternative music is big. Like let's give them a chance to get some of the respect and the due that they deserved that they broke up before they had a chance to get. I think that was kind of the reasoning behind that. Like let's get them together and do a tour and let's get them some of the money probably too that they needed. And I think they've gone on and done shows since then, even in the 2000s. But yeah, just the guitar playing, the Richard Hell, Tom Verlaine, the way they play guitar together, the way the songs are constructed is just revolutionary. Just an amazing band.
So it's interesting because obviously, again, this is a band way off of my radar. So when Randy brought it up initially, I was like, what the fuck is television? Like, what is this?
They don't work very well SEO when you search, you know, television.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what this is. But this, like an episode like this one and The Damned last week is why I do this part of the show, because it's completely, again, changed my concept of the band. I can't unhear the songs the way I heard them. I heard the songs the way I heard them. You know, my first impressions aren't going to change. But now I have a different perspective on what television meant to a lot of bands that, I mean, you know, you mentioned like the Strokes. I didn't like them when they came out, but when I came to them on this show, I enjoyed them. And so like, while I didn't pick up on that when I went through this discography, like it does change. Cause I was going to come on here and go like, there's nothing memorable here. And ultimately I stand by that. Like there was not much memorable songs to me, like nothing that I'm going to go like to bat for. I enjoyed
it's difficult music. This is not pop music.
Right? Yeah. I enjoyed my time, you know, like it's one of those bands where I enjoyed my time with them, but there was nothing that went, oh, that's the one, like that's the one. And so like now I have a different respect for what they did. And if and or when, it's only 27 songs, if and or when I ever get back to it, you know, I can listen to it with a different ear now. And I'll say this, that I definitely will. Like having this conversation definitely made me go from I'm probably never going to listen to television again to, yeah, I'm probably going to have to give this at least one more go through, like all 27 songs. So kudos, gentlemen. you did that for me.
The magic that we brought for the three episodes we've all been together.
So again, tiny ass discography, which means the rules crank down from 20 to 15. Still not a difficult task, right, Randy?
Not at all. No. I didn't even have to listen to Marquee Moon. It was the sort of the when I figured out what I wanted to do with the other two records, which were pretty new to me. But I listened to them three or four times. And I'm like, okay, get the hang of it. But also gives you an opportunity. You know, sometimes when you're in a rush to get this done, and we, you know, this was a 27 songer, and we had planned to do this like a week or two ago, right after we finished recording the. So it's not a lot of time, but it's really two albums that you're just kind of listening to and just trying to see, okay, which one's sticking with me? Which ones are sticking with me from these? And then it's sort of picking out the ones that you know okay, I'll go back to these from Adventure and from the other record. I'm not even sure the other record's name.
Self-titled.
Yeah.
It is self-titled. Okay, that's why I wasn't sure of it. And then afterwards, it's, okay, how much do I have left over so I can just Marky Moon? So that's pretty much how it went. And what I didn't want to do was I didn't want to come on this show and just say, because it's one thing to come on and do a band, and it's another thing to come on and just be like, this is the only album you have to listen to. I didn't want to shove Marky Moon into people's faces, even though it deserves, like, this should not be a top 10 list that has all 8 songs from that record, even though they all deserve to be on that list. I'll just throw that out there.
Okay.
But that's how good the record is that you can't get away from that idea.
All right. So Fredo, usually pretty meticulous with your choices. Lots of gamesmanship. There's not a big game board here for you. So what was your thought process going in?
I honestly don't know what any of you guys are talking about. I have not spent 6 seconds not listening to their discography over the last 2 weeks, to the point where I didn't look at the title. I had to go today to get the titles of some of these songs because I just listened to them. I didn't know what albums they were on. I just kept playing it over and over because I listen to Spotify on my phone. So it just comes up, you know, if I try to look for a song or I try to look for an album, it screws everything up. To me, I could have put all, I told the guys right before you got on here, I could have put 25 songs on this list.
Wow. Okay.
To me, the discography, which is not long at all, is great. And again, you know, Randy talking about Marky Moon for an album, which is considered one of the greatest albums of all time. It's on everybody's greatest albums list. And on a lot of the lists, it's in the top 15. I can't believe how many people do not know this album. I mean, seriously, and do not know the band just from this album. Just like there are people who know Pink Floyd from just Dark Side of the Moon, or know Michael Jackson from just Thriller.
Yeah.
How people do not know Television from just Marky Moon. It's amazing. They're entire, to me, every song that they put is in contention. And if we ended up with Marky Moon as 8 of the top 10, that would be fine also, because of the fact that that is a great album. And you're going to hear me say that 50 more times before we're done.
So we'll get the counter up. Ladies and gentlemen, drink every time Fredo says Marky Moon's a great album.
You're never going to make it to the top 10.
John, did you have any game plan coming in?
Not really. And I mean, I feel like we've talked about Marky Moon enough. For me, it was getting really into Adventure and the self-titled, because I've heard a lot in the last couple of years, kind of Adventure has had a little bit of a critical renaissance where you're starting to see a lot of appreciation for that record when before it was seen as kind of a disappointment, kind of the sophomore jinx album where it didn't live up to the debut. But you've seen a lot recently about kind of people reassessing that record and giving it a little more credit. So that was kind of in the back of my mind. I tried to dig into that one a little bit more because I wasn't familiar with it. And then the self-titled one from the 90s was almost all new to me. So it was just to get into those and seeing what from those albums really lived up to the standard.
So I got to say something about Adventure real quick. There was no way that album was going to do good. It was a year later after Marky Moon. You know, there was no way that album was going to get the respect that it deserved. Which is a shame. You know, that's one of them where if you look at the a updated review. Everybody talks about how genius it was and how great it was. It was never going to get that coming off of Marquee Moon. Marquee Moon was just, again, it was one of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink. Yeah, they say you have your whole life to write your first album and exactly. 6 months to write your second. And yeah, they'd been playing, I think they started playing shows in 74.
73, I think.
73 or 74, yeah. So they had time to work through those songs and really make it perfect and really nail down what they wanted. And then you get in the studio for your second one and it's like, okay, what do we got? And it's like, yeah, you don't want to rehash the things that you've already done. You want to keep moving forward. But yeah, I think at the time it was seen as a disappointment, but now you're seeing a lot of people come around to it and really give it a second look.
If they would have flipped the two albums and Adventure came out first, everyone would have said Adventure was a great album. Mm-hmm. And then you come out with Marquee Moon, which is, you know, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink.
It would have been one of the best sophomore albums.
Then people would have hailed them. Oh my God. You know, kind of like Michael Jackson putting on did Off the Wall. Great album. And then he follows it up with Thriller. And it's like, like Off the Wall, which obviously wasn't his first, but that was the one, a more mature Michael comes out and it captures people's attention. And then he does Thriller and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I did not know we were going to get that. I did not know we were going to get the television Michael Jackson comparison.
But if you put out...
That's something.
If they put out Adventure first, it captures people's attention. And then you come out with the greatest album of all... One of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink.
And you get the... You know, oh my God! Oh, they're... If they'd have switched it around... I bet you they would have lasted longer.
That's interesting. That's curious. Looking at my list now, I didn't even plan it this way because I just kind of went through. I had 17 after my first pass, so I only needed to trim out two. And I went 6-5-4. And as somebody who was new to it all, I kind of played into Marquee Moon kind of, you know, being my favorite. Adventure, again, as a new ear, almost an even playing field. So it's interesting the way this conversation went. I would be interested if you swap them and if I hear Adventure first and then Marquee Moon, does it play out the same way? Very interesting. So we're going to do the gameplay, and we instilled this rule a couple weeks back, I think, maybe even a couple months back, but like it's official now. So you have to nail the Raise Energy final say. You have to nail it on the head. You have to get the number or else we just finish out playing. So there's not a big playing field here, Randy. After the conversation we've just had, how many do you think we are going to get through unanimously?
I'm going to use this opportunity to be really bold and pick a number that, especially with four people, doesn't get hit a whole lot. I'm going to go 8.
Wow.
Wow.
And here's the reason. It's probably because whatever that last say is, I'm probably just going to agree with it anyway. So it's fine.
Take the risk.
I'm going to be really positive with this one. Hope for 8. You said that you had 6 from Marquee Moon. That's a really, that's a good start. I think we could get very close.
All right.
So I'm just gonna lock. Let's see.
Randy swinging for the fences. Fredo. Yep.
I have the same layout that you do. 6-5-4. I'm not
gonna
say.
As do I, by the way.
Hmm.
And I'm not gonna say, you know, which one I got 6 and which one I got 5 of, or 4. Obviously, I do have quite a bit from one of the greatest albums of all time, Drink. Marquee Moon, and I'm gonna say 6.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good about that number.
All right, John.
I'm gonna say 7.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A lot of agreeing today.
Look at you guys playing all positive. All right, well, all Price is Right it. One.
But that doesn't work if you don't hit it on the dot.
Yeah, right. Look, all of us have the majority of Marquee Moon, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink.
And you're gonna go with one?
Yes.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how that one plays out.
Wow.
Well, I guess much like Randy said, you know, I'm pretty agreeable, so the final say doesn't really matter to me. All right, so we're going to take it.
We're going to get 10. Just watch.
Jesus Christ.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with gameplay. It's Deprogrammed. And we're back. All right, so the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The four of us have combed through the entirety of television discography, and let me tell you, it was lengthy.
All three records.
It was lengthy. It took days upon days upon days, hours upon hours upon hours, and have plucked out 15 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case, like me, you've never given television the time of day. So I was given it a once through. On the just earlier today, just to kind of place songs in order, and it didn't do me any good other than I think I really, really enjoy this song, and I'm going to be bold here, and I'm going to start on Adventure. Foxhole.
Yep.
Got it.
Yes.
Hey.
One.
Right off the
and on everything on our keyboard.
And it wasn't... And the first one was not on Marquee Moon, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink. Hold on, let me get the playlist up. I forgot to do that before. Because I are smart. There it is.
Wow. I think we got a good shot at 10.
This was definitely a song that jumped out at me.
That guitar almost sounds like Keith Richards.
I've got a lot of Rolling Stone vibes in a couple of these songs. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like I hear that and I wanna have a cigarette hanging three quarters out off of my mouth.
It swings a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
That was what I loved about it. All right. I played bold and I got it. And so anything after here eliminates me from contention. That's all right.
So just I can tell you, you're not gonna win.
That's
A-okay. There'll be at least one more.
That's A-okay. All right, Randy.
I'm not worried about trying to get another four right now. Although I would be very, very happy if it did. I'm going to pick my favorite song off of Marquee Moon, Elevation.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Hey!
Got four.
Eliminated.
Oh, wasn't really surprising.
What happens if we get all 10, like, in 10?
Then we're done.
Then we're done, yeah.
Well, short episode. We might have 11. We might have 15.
Right. Well, my thought is if that happens, it just automatically goes to dump out mode.
Yeah.
Just dump out songs.
Is that a new trash protocol? Is it gold protocol or something?
Because it'll definitely... Then we'll have to discuss which songs we cut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This song sounds like... play it again.
It's still on. You want to hear the intro?
That guitar sounds like, I don't know if you've ever heard of a song called Imaginary Lover. I believe it's by Orleans. No, I don't think it's by Orleans, but it's from a 70s song. But it's got that twangy kind of radio rock guitar, which...
Almost like an R&B guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what song it actually reminds me of? It came out in the 90s. The Say That You Love Me, Love Me, Say That You Love...
The Cardigans?
The Cardigans. Love Fool? Yeah. Love that. Listen to that guitar. Go back
that
and listen
clean,
to that guitar.
Clean sound.
All right.
I love when that guitar comes in right now.
I love Benson. Okay.
All right. Fredo?
Well, I'm going to go with the title track off one of the greatest albums of all time.
Drink.
And go with Marquee Moon.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys, but we have another. Are you
fucking... Dude, I was about to get fucking lit.
You worked. I can't believe you baited him and it worked.
Oh, my God.
Did you piss you up? Of course I have it.
Since this is going to be a short episode, can we just play the whole 10 minutes?
Sure.
Holy crap.
Look, I'll tell you this, too. And what's amazing about this, well, a lot of things amazing about this, but is the guitar solo, mm-hmm. where it's very Gilmore, like Dave Gilmore of Pink Floyd. He's
like a 10-minute song, you think?
Like when this guitar solo should be taught in like history
it
class.
Is because when Gilmore does a solo, Gilmore's not about flash and you know, speed and everything. Every note is precise.
You know? But I think that, you know, I think of Joe Satriani, somebody very technical.
Yeah, I don't think it's technical at all. I think it's just very, he places the notes in the right place. You know?
Yeah, it's a very unique sense of melody and construction that this band has.
Gilmore from Gilmore from Pink Floyd does his solos the same way. Can you fast forward to the solo?
Any idea where it is?
Like six and a half minutes.
Yeah, about six and a half would be good. Oh, here we go. And it's got that psychedelic vibe to it, too. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking, like, it kind of switches to, like, almost a jam band type.
The Velvet Underground, like late Velvet Underground.
Actually, there are parts during the solo where it actually almost sounds like a sitar.
What I'll say about the end of the song is that I was listening to this, and I just kept it on the whole time and while I was kind of up with the baby. And I fell asleep somewhere in the beginning of this record, and I woke up to the end of Marquee Moon and thought it was the beginning, and I'm like, what the fuck? what happened to it?
But let it play for a little bit. Listen to the how he comes out of the solo and goes back into the song. Right here, you're right at it. And you hear the build up. And again, not a lot of notes, doesn't need a lot of notes.
Pumpkins do that. Mm-hmm. I bet you Billy definitely listened to television.
Oh yeah.
It's the buildup. And of course, it's a 10-minute song, so you get a 9-minute buildup. Hit.
I haven't even picked a song yet.
I know, yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear that one again.
Yeah.
What, Marquee Moon? Of course you're going to hear it. One of the greatest songs and one of the greatest
albums. In this episode. Drink. In this episode.
He was just trying to do the bit.
I'm keeping count, man.
Oh, nice.
Take a song.
All right, John?
All right. So we're 3 for 3. I'm gonna pick one, and if you guys, if this one hits, then I know that we're onto something here. 1880 or so.
I got it.
No, I don't.
1880 or so.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
Oh. Okay. Well, look, it got two. Which, I mean, at this point, it might still be alive, but it's probably dead.
No, it's probably dead in the water.
Probably. The way this show has gone so far. All right, back around to me, huh? Let me stay with you there, John, on that same album. How about In-World?
No.
Yes, I have it.
No.
Oh. Is this the way this is going to go?
We're going to get 10, guys. We're going to get 10.
Yeah.
It's going to be unanimous or nothing.
It is. It is, I'm telling you.
All right, Randy?
I'll make it simple for everybody. See No Evil.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Yes.
I see. Slam dunk.
Yep.
Statement.
Listen to that beginning. It almost sounds Doors-ish. Little Lover Madly.
I will say that this song threw me off the scent. I obviously I had it. It was unanimous. But it threw me off.
It's a lead off track on their first album. Of course you had it.
Yeah, but it threw me off the scent. Like, when the band doesn't do this.
All of it. Yeah. I see you. It actually sounds a little like The Who.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit earlier.
Definitely see some
yeah.
Who in there.
Yeah, you could definitely hear that British invasion influence out of their songs.
All right, Fredo.
Let's go off the self-titled in 1992 and go with Mars.
I got it.
I don't have it.
Who? Oh.
Is that just me and Fredo?
Yep. All or nothing.
We're all going to have...
No, nothing's gone into the pile.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Well, that's because we still got how many songs left? Enough to finish up this top 10.
That was a no from John, right? That was a
right.
Answer.
Right. Okay. All right. John?
This is one off of Adventure that I think I mentioned REM at the beginning, and this is one that I picture... Just Peter Buck and Michael Stipe in a room listening to this and being like, let's just base our whole band off of this one song. Days.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
I thought the same exact thing when I heard that too. And you know what? I honestly, during the chorus, if you listen to the chorus, some of those harmonies, very Crosby, Stills, and Nash in there.
Mm-hmm. Was this unanimous, Justin? You had it?
Yep.
All right, great.
Listen to that. That's definitely 90s REM.
Late 80s even too.
Actually, I think that, yeah, you're right. More 80s.
Sorry.
What are we, halfway there?
Yep.
And you know what? This into his bands.
But you know what? This also has that 90s kind of guitar alternative rock, college rock that came out. Like I could hear. Like the Lemonheads are coming into Happy Mondays, bands like that.
Yep.
All right, so let me go. I'll stay on Adventure with you, John, and I'll go to the title track, Adventure.
Nope,
I didn't take it either.
It was number 16.
Oh wow!
Oh wow! Wait, a oneer?
Yeah, Interesting.
Whoa.
The reason why I didn't take it is from the get-go, I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds like a fucking ZZ Top song. And it threw me off a little bit. And I liked it as it continued on. And I'm like, I'm really into it. But I still couldn't get off that fact. And when you have 15 out of 27, one little thing is going to throw you from putting it on a list.
Yeah, so fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Randy?
That was actually Steely Danish. That little bit. Right there.
Reeling in the years.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go my favorite song and probably my favorite solo of theirs outside of maybe Marky Moon from my favorite song from Adventure, The Fire.
Yep.
I do not have that one.
No.
It's a good one, guys.
That is. Are we stalling?
Nah.
All right. Fredo?
Now I'm trying to play the game here. I want to get us back on track. Let's stay on Adventure. Carried Away.
No, I didn't take that one.
Wow.
I have it.
All right. I do not have it.
Wow.
That gets a two. So these twos are still alive.
What the fuck?
There's a world where we have five unanimous in five seasons.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Bizarre. John.
Torn Curtain.
No!
I got it. So that's a
Justin, don't let this go in the trash. Tell me you have it.
It's I got it.
Okay.
Top four.
God, it was so impossible to cut anything off that record, but I felt like
it's the closer, man. You gotta have it.
It brings that thing home. It felt like some of the harmonies. I felt some of the harmonies in some of the Adventure songs, so that was just the replacement for it. It's in the top 15 of the favorite. I was just playing the game a little bit.
Well, here's playing the game for you. You guys mentioned, you know, Justin Let It Slip. Oh, I have six, and then Ben, you guys are coming out. I have all the songs from Marky Moon. So
did you take them all? I considered it, and I chickened out.
Wow.
All right, so we're back around to me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about Friction?
Yes.
Yes.
We're back. We're back.
All right.
That's number six. That's where I'm at.
Yep. For the record, I was purposefully not playing any of my Marky Moon stuff.
Listen, I love that guitar line right there.
Sounds very video gamey. Like before MIDI music came out.
Doodle-loom. Doodle-loom. I love that little gallop.
Yeah. It almost feels get along.
All right. We are at six, which is Fredo's number. So if you guys want to knock him off the pedestal. Randy, it's your turn.
Yeah.
No, Randy.
Why not go for the first five tracks off of Marky Moon, Venus?
Yep.
I don't have that one.
Oh.
No, I do.
So it's a three. So I feel like a three at this point has to be in, right?
Again, right.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oof.
All right. Fredo?
Let me see. I'm looking here. Glory off of Adventure.
I got it.
Don't have it.
What? I do.
All right, so three. Another three.
Hmm.
Great song.
It is funny, though. Like, normally in a a four-person panel before we move on. It's like an S ton of threes. And it's, you know, it's understandable because you get that one person who just didn't have it. You know, maybe gamesmanship, whatever. But two threes, it really is. What did we have? One go into the bin? Just
yeah,
one?
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Just one.
And, and a really good one at that.
And then it's like six fours already and only two threes and everything else has been two. It's just, it's some bizarre, with such a small discography, it's bizarre. All right. So it is John's turn.
All right. The Dream's Dream.
Nope.
I don't know why I didn't take that one, but I didn't take that one.
Ooh.
Is that a bin?
Yep.
Oh.
I think that was like number 17.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's about right.
You guys screwed up on that one.
I don't know how many you guys got left. I've got four left.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Got three.
Yeah, I only got three. Yeah, this was definitely number 17. Now that I'm hearing it,
listen to that. And again, you got that kind of psychedelic guitar.
It's like the bass and drums just locked in. Like, love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny though. Like, it's exactly like I thought it was gonna be. Like, after the conversation, like, I'm hearing these songs differently after hearing you talk about them. Because, I mean, I remember this one, obviously, because it was 17. But, like, I said there was nothing memorable about any of these songs. But, obviously, there was, because I remember that song. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's prophecy? I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It just, that's why I love doing this show.
Well, I think it's when you talk to other people that have done the same thing as you, then you kind of, I guess your memory sort of bounces back and I don't know, that could be something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be bullshit. I don't know.
So we're back around to me. We're still sitting pretty. I mean, we're still sitting pretty at six. It's not like, you know, we're struggling. How about Ain't That Nothing?
I have that. Oh yeah, so do I.
No.
Oh.
What? Dude, that, you want to talk about some stone sounding? Fuck.
That's the one. Yep.
Oh my god.
All right, so that one,
Justin,
gets.
You're not playing it?
No, it's only got three.
It's a three.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yep.
That. Oh my god. That. I'm surprised that one didn't. I was looking at actually saying that one.
All right, Randy.
Most of what I have left is off the self-title. I'm going to play my favorite off the self-title. Call Mr. Lee.
Got it.
I do not.
I do.
Oh,
right. Another three. Are we gonna get four threes?
That would be.
We have them, yeah. That,
holy shit!
We have our list right now. Unless we want.
I got two more. I got two more songs.
Yeah, me too.
Got four.
There's still some from the greatest album of all time that haven't been played yet.
Drink.
All right. Okay. Fredo.
I'm going to tell you. I should I do a spoiler? No. Let's go off a title. Shane. She wrote this.
I do not have that one.
No.
So is that two or three?
I think Randy said yes.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so
is
two.
Is nobody hearing me?
It's two. You cut off as you were saying it, so two.
Oh, yeah, no, I have, yep.
I think that was 16. I think that was number 16. All right.
That was number 15 for me.
John.
Guiding Light.
Yeah.
Yes.
One, two, three. Guiding Light. Oh, I think we just killed the twos officially.
Oh, fuck.
One and two and a three. All right. So that means I only got one left.
Me too. I only got one left too.
Beauty Trip.
That's it.
Nice.
I didn't take it, but boy, if that didn't have fucking Wham vibes to it. The boom boom burr. Like, how does that not sound like you know, the
Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. Yeah, right.
All right.
So I did not have Beauty Trip as well, for the record. Right.
So me and Fredo are out. It. Yeah. You want to go ahead and dump out, Randy?
Yeah. Careful and No Glamour for Willie.
Nope.
My last to prove it.
Prove it. Yeah.
All right. And John?
I'm out. Prove it. It's the last one.
All right. All right, so what do we got here? Six. So Fredo gets the final say.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Can I pick the final say out of the bin, or have to be out of the three?
Well, again, like,
you should be allowed to take a two, right?
The rule is you can take whatever you want.
Okay.
I would prefer it be a song that's still alive, but you don't have to.
Okay. I got one in mind, but we'll see.
All right, so we got six here. See No Evil, Friction, Marquee Moon, Elevation, Days, and Foxhole. Mm-hmm. All right, so
what do we got for threes?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do we want to eliminate twos, or just, because we definitely have more
there's
than
good twos, though.
We definitely have more.
Let's see what we got for threes.
All right, so we've got Glory. We've got Ain't That Nothing. We've got Call Mr. Lee. There's definitely more.
Venus.
We got Venus.
Venus. Guiding Light. And Guiding Light. That's right. There they are. Venus. Well, Guiding Light.
Let me throw something out there. Since there's only 1-3 for a self-titled record, should we put Call Mr. Lee on there to give it some love?
No, because we got... What do we got from? We have nothing from self-titled.
That's the only three from self-titled. None of it made it unanimous.
Yep, he's right.
I think that might be the best song on there. I definitely had it, so I'm fine with that.
I mean, I was the holdout, so you guys all had it. And
do you want to play it just so everybody feels good about it?
Hesitation from
I'm
Mr. Fredo.
Make it easy.
No. I agree with you. There should be something from self-titled, but by the same token, I don't think that's the best song from self-titled.
Well, let's see. We have a bunch of twos, but that is the only three. So, again, Fredo, you do have final say, so just keep that in mind.
I am keeping it in mind.
So how do we feel about the other threes? Are the other threes in?
Well, I'm definitely all about Ain't That Nothing.
I think Venus is easy in.
I think Venus and Glory are the two that really just no-brainer, just throw them in.
All right. Venus, I was the holdout. Glory was Randy.
And I say Ain't That Nothing.
Ain't That Nothing.
And I was the holdout on that one, and I'm fine with it.
All right. Yeah, I guess everybody gets there.
So we got it's what? Like Venus.
Venus, Glory, and Ain't That Nothing.
If all those go in, that's nine.
That's nine. So that brings us to your final say, Fredo. And so we have Call Mr. Lee alive with three. Because we do not have anything from self-titled.
Well, the one that I want to go with is from self-titled, and that's Mars.
Okay.
What do you guys... And I'm willing to hear this. Yeah, play Mars.
I had it.
This is goth before goth. This is almost the Cramps.
Well, technically, it's after, because it's 92.
Yeah, after goth.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it depends on where you think goth starts. If you, because, oh no, this is self-titled. No, you're 100% right. Yeah.
Does that change your choice?
No, because I still fucking like it. But you know what? If we're going to go there...
It's a little... This was a little too cheesy for me. That's why I didn't put it on.
I know, but I, you know...
I will say that none of the other songs in the top 10 sound like it, so...
I also would like to point out, I do appreciate you bringing it to the table to converse, but ultimately, the say is yours.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I want this top 10 to be... Like, I want people to listen to this band.
Yeah.
And to really understand how good they are. You know, the influences, that British... You know, 60s psychedelic influence that's all over it. And then you could still see at the same time how it inspired bands after them, you know? And I don't think this band gets enough. Let me hear a little, Calling Mr. Lee.
All right.
Oh, so good.
I do love that guitar. I almost feel like this should be in a
Gunslinger Western. Yeah.
It's funny, the first thing I thought of was REM. This one goes out to the one I love.
I just feel like this is so so Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
So what do you say, Mr. Fredo?
I'm still holding out here. Let me hear a little bit of Beauty Tip.
All right.
Beauty Trip. It's going to be it'll be something off self-titled.
You're the jitterbug.
Bum, bum.
No, I don't get that out of there. I don't. I get a little like...
It's rockabilly.
Yeah. What do you get out of this, Justin?
Lou Reed.
Mm-hmm. I definitely get a little bit of rockabilly. It's funny because I'm studying up for Stray Cats now too, and well, not apples to apples, but it's in the same vein.
Well, they have the same antecedent, right? Rockabilly goes back to 50s rock and roll.
Sure.
This goes back to 50s rock and roll. They kind of branched off of the same thing.
Yeah. See, that's the only thing, Randy, because they do the bump, bump.
Yeah, the whole song has the same vibe. The whole song has the same vibe. The bump, bump helps, but...
Randy's not happy with that.
Not that I'm not happy with it. It was just the one thing that, same with the ZZ Top thing that I thought with Adventure, that it's just like, okay, I'd rather take stuff that sounds like television. Well, not that this doesn't sound like television. You know what I mean?
I think television.
The classic television sound.
But at the end of the day, television sounds like a bunch of British invasion bands. There were songs again that, you know, that it was clearly Stone's influence. It was clearly influenced by The Who. I mean, it clearly was influenced by the music of the late 60s. So I just kind of find it funny that you're kind of like, all right, that sounds like ZZ Top, fuck it.
Well, it's 15 songs. What do you want me to do, man? Six of them were immediately from Marquee Moon. Come on. I needed one thing to be like,
No, fair enough. I'm... Okay, let me hear one more. Let me hear The Fire. Even though that's not even a title.
Okay.
And here I'm sitting, I'm thinking 27 songs. Oh, I'm done in a half hour. I'll be up to take the baby.
Guiding Light, sure. Sitting there with 3 from Marquee Moon going, man, you said I was on the greatest album of all time. You think I'm not going to give me anything here?
Yeah.
I don't feel right with the show being under an hour. No, we'll get rid of that one for now. You know what?
Here, the solo is what make that song.
It is. That sounded too whiny there. Let's go with them.
We've only got, five off of Marquee Moon? That's not enough.
No, I'm not looking at it. First of all,
greatest album of all time.
It is. It's one of the greatest albums of all time. And that makes 10. I will stop there. I'm going with Mars. Fuck it.
Mars? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's pop that through. And that gives us our 10.
Mars!
We've got See No Evil, Venus, Friction, Marquee Moon, Elevation, Glory, Days, Glory Days, get it, Foxhole, Ain't That Nothing, and Mars. That is our 10 now. Do we even need this discussion?
Maybe.
The next part. Randy, of those 10, what's the one?
It's very obviously going to be Marquee Moon. However, I love Elevation, and I would send that anybody's direction just to throw a little bit of misdirection into this list. It's just, I mean, who writes songs like that? Listen to that chorus of Elevation come to my, and the guitar comes in before he finishes singing that chorus. That is innovative as motherfucking fuck. Who else does that? Who else does that? I love it so much. I know it's going to be Marquee Moon. I know it is, and that's fine. But
is it really fine?
Of course it is.
Like, it's really fine.
No, of course it is. I love the song. I'm just, sometimes I get into this mode where it's like, okay, we're picking the best song and maybe the most popular song, but sometimes it's good that the top on Deprogrammed is sort of one of the meat and potatoes of the top 10. That it's like, okay, you're giving this to somebody to define who Television is. Marquee Moon does that. I think Elevation does it too. Mm. Intricate guitars, I think it does it too. I would give somebody either of those songs, but for the sake of argument, it's my favorite song. It's my favorite song of theirs. It's the first one while I was listening to the record and going through the first four. I'm like, whoa, shit, this is really good. But Elevation took it and spun it in a different direction for me.
So you're saying Elevation?
Yeah, because I know it's going to be Marquee Moon anyway, so it's fine.
What do you say, Fredo?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I know it's going to be Marquee Moon, but I really want it to be Ain't That Nothing. Play a little bit of that, because I don't think it got any play at all.
Stones.
Yeah. Especially when they start singing. You know, I mean, it's... And then when they get to the chorus right here, tell me this chorus is not fucking Stones, straight up. Go ahead. It's coming up.
That is a Stone song, and I can't think of which one it is. Not brown. It's like a little brown sugar, a little bit of like, oh, fuck. What was the other one that I had in my head? It'll come to me.
It's so I'm kind of like, it's going to be Marquee Moon. Together. Yeah. It's going to be Marquee Moon. I guess this is like almost we should have a one and two. We should argue about number two because at the end, I think we're not the only ones to say it's going to be Marquee Moon. But if I have my way, you know.
Well, let's find out, John.
It's Marquee Moon. These guys are dumb. It's Marquee Moon. It is. I'm not going to give you some well rehearsed, you know. Bullshit. For a different song, like it's Marquee Moon. It's end of story.
The thing is, I could see the arguments for those other songs, and I think technically speaking, they might loop somebody in, but I think maybe under the pretense of false advertising, even though it's not, you know, but. I feel like Marquee Moon offers the best of what the band does. So like,
can I throw something out there? And look, when you're giving somebody a song, like I hate the guy sometimes that is like, listen to the song, man. And just keep listening. Just keep listening. Just keep listening. It keeps getting better. And it's like 12 to 13 minutes. I know Marquee Moon's amazing and that's fine. But if you're shoving that in somebody's face, a 10-minute song in somebody's face and saying, just listen, just keep listening, just keep listening and enjoy it. Like, do you think that that's the best approach to give them a song that's going to get them into the band to give them a 10-minute song? Yes. I'm just throwing that out there.
That would be my worry, but also if you don't dig that song, then you're probably not going to dig Television.
And I don't think it feels like a 10-minute song. Like, I like a lot of 10-minute songs, and a lot of them feel like they're 20 minutes, but this one doesn't feel like a 10-minute song.
Not wrong.
Yeah, and you know, I love jam band music, and, you know, a 10-minute, 20-minute song is nothing to me. But there are a lot of people who don't get into jam band music just because of the length of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my worries with Marquee Moon, is that somebody who doesn't appreciate the song itself, the build up, the whole nine, the musicianship, I don't think they'd give it more than 3 minutes before they're already like, ah, fuck this. But, you know, it's a number one song. It really is.
So it comes back to what we said from the beginning. We're going to put these other songs out, but it's Marquee Moon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All that to say,
Randy said we would come back to it in the show. We did,
of course. Yeah,
it does come back. I will tell you this: I listened to an hour and a half of Marquee Moon today because I heard it 9 times.
You know why? Because it's the best record of all time.
It's one of the greatest fucking albums of all time.
Drink. All right, let's give it a moment in the sun here. There you have it. Marquee Moon is our number one. We also have See No Evil, Venus, Friction, Elevation, Glory Days, Foxhole, Ain't That Nothing, and Mars. We have done it. We have done it. We have created a top 10 starter kit for you to get into Television, ladies and gentlemen. And if you dig this 10, then what is it? It's almost triple. You know, 27 songs. It'll just listen to the whole thing. It's worth it. Just
coming
saying.
From the guy who said in the beginning of the episode, none of these are memorable.
No, and it's true, and it came exactly as I thought it would after you talked about the band. So I'm just saying, I am living proof. You know, you come back to it, and it sounds different after you hear this conversation. So that's one thing that could be said about Deprogrammed. There's other things that could be said, and you could say them on Apple Podcasts. You know, comment, rate, you know, all that stuff. Supposedly it helps the algorithm. I don't know if it does. I have no idea. But if it does, do it. Do it. Do it. You know, you don't have to. It's fine. You can support in other ways. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is a great way to do so. $1 a month gets you everything before the rest of the world and gets you the daily Oh Hi Justin pod, among other things. If you would like to follow me at the Hulkster, I would appreciate that. And if you want to play, if you want to come on the show, just reach out and say, hey, I'd like to talk about this band. I'll get you the list. You can see what bands are coming up and you can jump in and we will talk about your band. I promise. I hadn't heard of Television, a month ago? And here we are talking about them. So just saying, it happens literally all the time.